Amen. Amen. That is our desire, and our goal is that God would lift us up by His holy word here this evening. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to James chapter 4. We are in one of the key sections of the book. We look at God's holy word, and He's telling us that in rapid fire commands exactly what God wants us to do, how He wants us to live. So it's our job to look at these words and say, God, how am I living at the heart of what You want me to be and to do? And He says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. I'll say these words together. As there, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. All right, God gives, and it's beautiful because if you look at the overall aspect, there are three commands with three promises. We've looked at one of them. We're looking at the second one. And then the last one found at the verse 10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. So this really is, it's kind of like painting a picture. You need the color of the sky. You need the color of the trees. You need the color of the rocks and the water. And all of it comes together to see one portrait. And all of these commands are giving us one idea. And so we're just looking at them one by one because they're just so profound and so deep. And so we're going to look at tonight here this call for God. It's our responsibility. So that's the first part. You have to do something. And when we do this, God has a promise. He will respond to us. He will do something and respond to us. And our responsibility here is to draw near. You may say, how do you draw near to God? Is not God everywhere? Is He not in the heavens? Does He not fill all of the earth? No matter where you go, the Bible says, you could try to make your bed in hell. He says, lo, thou art there. So God's everywhere. So if I move over here, am I closer to God? If I move over here, am I closer to God? Let me say, okay, God is close to every one of us. But there is some aspect in which you have to draw close to God. So it's something kind of, and when we talk about drawing close, we're talking about spatial type of terminology. But this comes from a time when God did draw nigh to men in a very, very spatial way. Back when God created us, He put us in the Garden of Eden, and God came down out of the Mount of God and walked in the Garden of Eden with man, and He was close. But man sinned against God. We have all rebelled against Him, and we all demonstrate that very same nature in our lives, and that separates us from God. You know, God decided to do, He said, I'm going to make a way by which man can come back. That is God's plan, and He built a space. We call it a tabernacle. It was a tent. And there was a veil in there to make sure everyone understood that you could not just come into the presence of God. You had to have something to draw nigh to God. And so there was a place on this earth that was a picture of the past, but it's also a picture of what God is bringing all of this world to. And we see that. What was that you needed? The only thing you had to have this before you could enter within that veil. If you did not have it, you would die. What? A sacrifice. Very good. And it wasn't actually, you didn't even take all of the sacrifice. You just took in the evidence of the sacrifice. You had to take in the blood. It's interesting that all throughout man's history, there has been this recognition, not just in Jewish, but there's been all kinds of places that they've participated in sacrifices. From the very beginning, God established that man had to have a sacrifice to come before Him. And the Bible tells us there's a fulfillment of that sacrifice in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2:13, He says, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh. he's saying, because Jesus Christ died and he gave his life to us, now you can draw nigh to God. And so when we look at this, we need to understand, does that mean that you have drawn nigh because you've come to this church? Not necessarily. Because God's presence is not localized in any one location on this globe. But God wants you still to draw nigh to him. So I'm going to give you some examples of drawing near to him. And one of them we find from the life of Abraham in Genesis 18. It says, Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? There's an element here that Abraham, actually God's presence was localized there. It appeared to him. But you can see by him drawing near, what is the purpose of drawing near but to speak to God? So every time that you turn your heart towards God and you begin to pray, you are drawing near. That doesn't mean that everyone's accepted. The only way that you and I can be accepted is if we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the only way that we can be accepted. But if anyone here by the name of Jesus comes to the Father, you don't have to bow your head. You don't have to get down on your knees. Your heart is directed, even as you're hearing these words and God's speaking to you and you're responding to him, you are drawing nigh to him in a relationship, a conversation with him. There's another aspect to this. Prayer also involves